Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Many years ago, a deliveryman came into the store where I was working and said that down at a certain supplier, one of the drivers had been caught stealing money, and he thought it was a certain person. I said, no way. I knew that person well, and there was no way he would do that. As it turned out, it was not him. So when I first heard the accusations against Bill Cosby, I said, no way. He just wouldn't do that. Now, as I hear more about it, if the lady is telling the truth, I am saddened very deeply. Another person who is believed to be of very high standards, down the drain. A couple of weeks ago, at about 5:15 in the evening, our power went out. The neighbor had lights and across the street had lights, and my neighbor James stuck his head around the corner and asked if we had power. Nope, was the reply. We called it in, and when I came home from barbershop rehearsal at 10 o'clock, they were still replacing the fuses that had blown in the transformer. The next morning, we heard that a neighbor had awakened and found the man in her bedroom. She screamed and the guy left, later to be caught. The same morning, we saw the police services truck setting up over on 8th Street, where a speeding motorcycle had hit a car. 8th Street is a tough street to get onto, especially into the left lane going south, when there are vehicles parked and you can't see who is coming. I hope that was our weekend of excitement for the duration. They, whoever they are, have been talking about a new airline coming into Humboldt County. Why won't Southwest come here? It sounds like they go everywhere for $69, at least they used to. Compared to a nearly $1,000 tab for getting to SFO, they should be able to fill them up. Personally, with my disability, I'd rather drive to the city than fly there anyway. A group of singers from our church was glad to participate after a few years' hiatus in the annual Thanksgiving Sing held at the Presbyterian Church here in Eureka. If you aren't familiar with it, it is a multi-denominational group of choirs who gather to sing praises and be thankful for what we have. We even had a bell-ringing group that was very pleasing to the ear. While I'm on the subject of the Presbyterian Church, they are instrumental in the feeding of the needy folks among us. Their kitchen is state-approved and is used by Betty Chin and other groups who are trying to make life easier for those out there who need help. Speaking of Betty Chin, what a wonderful person. Betty, who came to Eureka almost penniless from a horrible existence in China, has done more than a dozen other people when it comes to taking care of the needy. I and some other folks from our church have helped her a few times, and it really makes one thankful for what we have. So, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. If you, like many, go around the table and tell what you have to be thankful for, remember the needy. Many who are thrust into poverty not due to their actions, and give presents for kids or money to institutions who are helping them. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and as we go into Advent, remember Jesus is the reason for the season. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.